The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Well, good morning. Welcome to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. Also listening to us on 88.1 WSBR in Lee. Welcome to all of our listeners this morning, listening to us on the radio, watching us on Access Pittsfield Channel 1301, or perhaps on PCTV Select. Glad to have you here with us today. We're going to be talking about Eatsa Pizza today. If you like pizza, who doesn't like pizza? We have a great event coming up this evening at Berkshire Hills Country Club. It's a big fundraiser to support this radio station and this television station. PCTV and WTBR FM are organizations that are all based on a nonprofit, and a couple times a year, we do a big fundraiser, and this is one of them. You may have gone to this one, as a matter of fact. This is a lot of fun. It's happening this evening at Berkshire Hills Country Club, and we're going to talk all about that with our guest here today. We have Bob Heck on the show. He is our Advancement and Community Production Coordinator here at PCTV and WTBR-FM, and also Sue Doucette. She is the board president here at our organization, and we're going to talk about why a big fundraiser like this is necessary for a community radio and TV station, and also maybe some of the details, some of the fun things that people will be able to do at the event. So all kinds of good stuff we're going to talk about here on the show this morning. First, let's do the weather forecast and find out what we've got in store for us today in the outside department. Here we go.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, mostly cloudy. A chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in the mid-70s. Southeast wind around 5 miles per hour. Chance of rain 40%. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A chance of showers in the evening. Lows in the upper 50s. South wind around 5 miles per hour. Chance of rain 40%. Friday, patchy fog in the morning. Mostly cloudy in the morning, then partly sunny with showers likely with a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s. South wind around 5 miles per hour. Chance of rain 60%. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
Okay, it sounds like we're in one of those patterns now where we're going to just have rain, occasional showers and thunderstorms and all kinds of good stuff for the next few days. We did have a couple of really nice days there in a row, so we can't complain about that too much.
Yeah, we can.
We can always complain.
Every Saturday, every weekend, it rains.
It is true, actually. Yeah, we've had a lot of tough weekends.
This will be 16 of the last 18 Saturdays where it rains.
And if you're trying to mow your lawn, you know, it's growing like crazy with all the rain, right? But at the same time, you got to find that one-hour window when it's not raining and it's dry enough, and then you can mow your lawn. That's pretty much that's what it's been. But, you know, it's better than not having any rain at all.
Imagine. Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
They're still going to say we're in a drought. I mean, no matter how much rain we get.
That's true. Well, hopefully it won't be that way. Hopefully we won't have any more red flags like we had last year. That was bad enough, so I'll take the rain over that any day. That's me, though. Hey, what am I going to say? Good morning. Welcome, Bob Heck and Sue Doucette. Thanks for being here today.
Good morning.
Yes.
We appreciate you both being here. And getting up early and doing this show.
Sean makes it sound like I had a choice.
I know.
Yes, Thursdays and Friday mornings, we never have a choice.
There you go.
It's great, and we enjoy being on the air and all the wonderful guests that we have here on Morning Drive. But we're taking one for the team here this morning and talking about our great event that happens only once a year, actually, this fundraiser, because it is a lot to pull off. But it's Eatsa Pizza. And Bob, there's no one here on our staff or board more involved in this event than you are.
Yep.
So why don't you give us a big overview of this event? What are people going to get tonight?
You're going to get pizza. We have
and nothing but pizza.
We have seven wonderful restaurants here in the Berkshires that help us out with this. And they're all going to be doing sample size pizzas tonight. And you can go through, get some pizza from the 7 different places. And then you get to choose who you think is the best with the People's Choice Awards. So we'll have QR codes all over the place. You just scan and vote. And, you know, some of the pizzas that some of these restaurants bring are kind of off the beaten path, but they're always really good. So you get a lot of variety. We're going to have some gluten-free pizzas tonight from a couple of places, mm-hmm. and it's just going to be a great time.
Yeah, I think that's one thing that people do enjoy is the variety of it. You know, it's one thing if you kind of get in a rut and you always order the same pizza because you like that thing and that's what you get all the time. And you get to an event like this and you've got 7 different restaurants that have generously donated their time and their effort, their pizza, to come to this event to support PCTV and WTBR-FM. But they're coming with all kinds of different types of pizza. Like, you know, you might have in mind what a pizza is, and you get there and it's like, oh wow, I never thought I would try that, right? And that's what we've seen in the last mm-hmm. couple of years.
Yeah, you know, that's like, what a bizarre combination, but it works, you know. it always seems to work, and as creative as some of these pizza places get, you know, those are the ones that tend to take home the trophies, you know.
Yeah. So didn't we have a cauliflower pizza, crust pizza, year?
That's a gluten-free, so yeah. They make the crust out of ground-up cauliflower somehow. I don't know. Magic, probably. But, yeah, the variety of pizzas that we have there are just crazy. I remember the apple cheddar something pizza, and I'm like, really? Really? And I tried it, and man, that was good.
That was Porta Villa. That won the trophy a couple years back.
That was good stuff. Then there was another place that was down there near them, and it just looked like an everything pizza. Mm-hmm. I just remember seeing the variety of colors. I'm attracted to colors, and there was olives and peppers and all the things on it. And I was like, wait, that's a good-looking pizza.
Yeah, you know, and if you have any dietary restrictions and things like that, that's one of the things where pizza is one of those things that you can make differently.
Correct.
And still enjoy it. Like, for example, I haven't eaten meat in 10 years, right? Mm-hmm. And so I feel like sometimes my choices are limited on pizza because you can't get the standard things that people always get, you know, your pepperonis and your sausage and your bacon and all the things that, you know, people think that is the, if it's a pepperoni pizza, that's your headline name, mm-hmm. right? That's what you're buying it for. And yet, when you go to our Eats a Pizza event, you're probably going to find a lot of pizzas that don't rely on meat for the flavor of the taste.
I agree. Yeah. I agree with that. I didn't see a whole lot of meat eaters pizza kind of thing, and there's also plenty of plain cheese pizza if that's your idea of pizza. We've got that in spades, and I know that oftentimes kids, that's what they tend to go for because it looks familiar to them. I had children that like to eat the one with everything on it pizza, mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. typically we don't. So there's plenty of different kinds of pizza for different kinds of tastes, for sure.
Now, Sue Doucette, you're our board president here at Pittsfield Community TV and WTBR-FM. You're also a main force of our advancement committee. And for anyone who doesn't know what an advancement committee is, it's a lot of things. But one of the things it does is work on fundraising for organizations. In this particular case, we tried to come up with an event that would be fun for everybody. But then also, you know, useful for the organization to help support the kinds of programs that we do. So maybe talk about the origin of Eats a Pizza. How did we come up with this idea? And now it's the third year of us doing it. How do you feel like it's going along?
First of all, I think that food attracts people. A lot of people. Mm. We all have to have some food somewhere mm-hmm. during the course of the day. And so we talked about lots of different food events, and there are other great food events that happen in the Berkshires. And we didn't want to compete with that. We didn't want to necessarily replicate that. Mm. So we just talked about, well, what if we had a soup thing or chicken or this or that. And pizza came up.
Mm-hmm.
And the catchy pizza name just stuck. Once we
I
heard
hate the
it,
name. I hate it.
Once we heard it, oh, we couldn't
get... You
gotta
get, love it, though.
We couldn't
you
get past it. Yeah, it's our brand.
Somebody
now.
Suggested it, and I'm like, all right, that'll be the placeholder name.
Yeah.
But we're going to come up with something different.
And no, we
and
didn't.
And we didn't. Now, yep. Now we're stuck with
how
it.
How many times does a placeholder name just stick, though? It does.
Probably a lot. Yeah. Probably a lot. So... but it is a lot of work to get going. It's a little bit easier, perhaps, as we've done it successfully for several years now. But to get pizza places, restaurants to donate 10, 15, 20 pizzas, mm-hmm. that's a lot, people.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they're very good
really,
about that.
It shows a great commitment from these restaurants for the community service that they do.
Absolutely.
Not only just, you know, to make a buck, which we're glad that they do. And all local restaurants deserve to thrive and survive. And we're really happy that we do have all the local restaurants that do support us. But it really says something when an organization or a company steps up like that and says, yes, we'll participate. They know what the spirit of it is, right? They're
right.
coming and they're having fun as well. I know the pizza vendors that we've had in
oh,
the past,
great.
They all really enjoy being a part of it.
You can tell. They are mm-hmm. happy to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a big ask of an organization. Mm-hmm. Can you donate a couple of $100 to us? In return, they get some publicity. Mm-hmm. And then we also have, in addition to what Bob said, where the people coming tonight can vote, we also have some judges who will vote on, ooh, this is, remind me of the three things, crust, best crust.
Best sauce. And then best overall.
And then there's the people's choice.
Right.
So our judges vote on those first three. They get blind taste tests where they are presented with pizza that they don't know where it's from. And they have to rank it on the according to the score chart and blah, blah, blah. And then the winners will get a lovely banner from us mm-hmm. that said that they can hang in their establishment that said
proudly
voted
hang, yeah.
voted best crust at the Eats a Pizza 3, or voted best overall, or best sauce, or whatever, or People's Choice Award for favorite pizza of all the pizzas that were there.
Yeah.
That's their pat on the back, that's their praise, that's their reward mm-hmm. for having donated their time, energy, and talent to our organization. And we truly love them for that and patronize them whenever we can.
Absolutely.
Yep, and so we're talking about Eats a Pizza today, and you know, I've hosted this show for quite a while. Actually, I look back, and it's hundreds of shows, even though I only host it a couple of times a week. It does add up over the
sure.
years. And I don't know the number of fundraisers that I have maybe helped publicize over the years from various organizations. It's always wonderful to hear what the organizations are doing and why it's so important to support them with their fundraiser. But as you mentioned, Sue, you know, food does sort of center around a lot of organizations'
sure.
fundraisers. We know, you know, for example, I think of Unico immediately when I think of food fundraisers, and they do such a great job.
Right.
And usually it's actually for other organizations
right.
too, which is really admirable. But, you know, just knowing that there's a certain amount of effort that every nonprofit needs to go through to keep the doors open. You know, in our case, it's to keep the lights on and the transmitters on and
right.
And things like that beyond the normal funding that we get. And Bob, maybe you can speak to that of how important it is to put those efforts together that people really sometimes don't see behind the scenes. A lot of times what they see is the school committee meeting on?
Mm-hmm.
Is the my favorite radio show on? Can I just tune in and listen to it? And of course, it's always there. But this is the type of thing that helps make that happen.
Well, yeah. I mean, we need money to keep this going. Obviously, our funding, which does not come from the city of Pittsfield, it comes from Spectrum. Long story short, that funding is starting to slowly go away.
Mm.
And obviously, the costs of things are not going down with the funding we get from mm-hmm. Spectrum. Going up. So mm-hmm. we need to start filling those gaps. And, you know, just think of some of the things we do, you know, with everything happening in the city of Pittsfield right now. And obviously, I'm not going to get into that. But for the community to be able to see that, and for members of the community who are underserved to be able to see it and have it translated in Spanish for them.
Mm.
And just the right. things that we have done to help make those things happen, is it's not cheap, and you know, I feel like we've made the case, but it's hard to, you know, it's really hard to tell people, no, we're not funded by the city of Pittsfield. No, we this, that, and the other thing. Mm-hmm. So it's important that we raise money. A fun event obviously helps.
Yeah.
Like this, so.
Yeah, and as we know, Pittsfield as and Berkshire County in general is not an area that has its own television station. So the service that Pittsfield Community TV provides and has provided for almost 40 years now is something that, you know, probably a lot of people take for granted. It's always been there for most people. Mm-hmm. And so it is important to remind people that, you know, it does take some support to keep it going. Certainly the keeping WTBR FM on the air as we talk about usually in November when we do our great Radiothon event. People, again, another fun fundraiser event. You can't have fundraising without fun.
There you go.
Yeah, something like that. But, you know, certainly we remind people how important that is and, you know, how this radio station didn't have to still be here at in 2025.
Right.
You know, we were in 2018 facing the possibility that the license for this station could be turned in. And that means that it never comes back. And as we've seen even recently here in the Berkshires, in the last month or two, I believe Pittsfield lost another radio station. It was very recently that one more AM radio station has gone off the airwaves. So it is a very real trend. I don't know what the specifics of that were and the business decision of bringing that radio station down, but it happened very quickly. When it, as we've noted, anyone driving by West Housatonic Street who used to see those two radio towers there over on the left side, one day they were there and the next day they were
blinked
not.
And they were gone, man.
So, you know, when we're talking about things like that, it's not an idle threat of any kind, right? These are real forces that are changing the kinds of services that we have available here in Pittsfield and in the Berkshires. So in that climate, here we are working toward keeping this one going. So let's talk about the fun part of that, which again, Eats a Pizza. That's what we're talking about here today with my guest, Bob Heck. He's PCTV and WTBR's Advancement and Community Production Coordinator, and Sue Doucette, our board president here at PCTV and WTBR-FM. The event is happening tonight. So if you're listening to us live here on the radio this morning or on TV, it's at Berkshire Hills Country Club this evening at 6 p.m. There are still advance tickets available if you go to the website, which is at pittsfieldtv.org/pizza. That would be the easy way to go on and get tickets for that event tonight. At some point during the day today, that website will shut down the online ticket sales and that you'll only be able to get them at the door, and they'll be just slightly higher priced when you get to the door. So just be ready for that. But this would be the time right now if you're thinking about going this evening. You can get those advanced adult tickets. The children's tickets are about half price of that. Without actually mentioning the price, you can go on the website and find that out for yourself.
Are we not supposed to mention the price?
We generally don't, and that's one of the things.
Right. Yeah, we can't do that.
Okay. So
it is a nonprofit broadcasting kind of thing, and there are guidelines that we sort of dance around a little bit, but certainly the idea of and maybe that's one of the reasons why you don't hear that a lot of times on the air is that the actual price of things because it's a nonprofit program.
But, so yeah, save a few bucks and get your tickets now. If you don't, it's only a few bucks more. It's not that big a deal.
Yeah, it isn't.
So Andrew Jackson might be a fan of this event.
There you go. Yeah. So for a few bucks, you can come and get all the pizza that you want to eat. Yeah. A variety. You don't have to order a pizza with blah, blah, blah. You can have, so we have 7 or 8 different vendors, so you can get at least 7 or 8 different kinds of pizza, but likely more. So you can come and it's a pretty much all you can eat. nobody's stopping you from getting back up and going as long as the pizza holds out.
That's right.
But the one of the fun things...
And by the way, when you're getting your pizza, you're getting what we would call kind of a sample size, right? You don't have to... If you want to eat pizza from 7 different restaurants, which I wouldn't blame you if you did, you're going to be eating a smaller piece of each, kind of a tasty morsel.
I mean, there's not too many people out there, and I could take down some pizza, but I couldn't eat an entire pizza, which is basically what you're, if you're getting full-size slices from everybody, that's basically what you're taking down is a whole pizza. So it's just a sample size, mainly for you to be able to sample all of the restaurants.
And I think you eat slower because you got to wait and go to the line and go through and get your pizza, sit down, taste it, decide, do you want to go back? What do you want to get? Mm-hmm. Are you going to try something different? You got another one of those same. But the one of the funnest things for me is the people that will come and seeing so many different kinds of people, and there's a lot of milling around, and it's not like sit down at a restaurant, and it's a lot more casual and a lot more fun. I just have seen people from different parts of my life who may or may not know each other, but they're all there, and it's just fun way to sit down and eat with folks. And when we talk about fundraising, we've also talked about, well, what if we just do a direct ask of people and a direct mail, and will you give me $25? Mm. Will you give me $50? That's boring. Yeah, we wanted to have fun.
A lot of organizations do that.
I understand that. Yeah, and I'm not dissing them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we as a committee.
Sue bringing the disses this morning.
We trying to decide what did we want to be involved in. And we wanted to be involved in fun in the community.
Sure.
And then for the community to see us and get to talk to us. And when I say us, I mean board members and I mean staff here. Mm-hmm. To find out a little bit more about our organization that they may not know about all the things that we do here.
And so, Bob, tell us the restaurants. I don't think we've actually mentioned which ones are going to be there this evening. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, and you have it right in front of you, so if I screw it up, you can bail me out. But KJ Nosh up at Berkshire Hills, they are always fantastic. Yeah. Porta Villa out of Dalton, they are the 2-time People's Choice Awards champion. Mm-hmm. And we also have Shire Tavern up in Dalton, a new entry this year.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, and Terry Bishop up there has been like, we're coming for titles, baby.
Okay.
So he's really fired up for
this.
We've
got some competition going.
Oh, yeah. No, it's going to be great. Zuko's is going to be there
awesome.
Again.
Yep.
So we're very excited about that. Papa Joe's.
Oh, good.
Love me some Papa Joe's.
They're a fan favorite, for sure.
Absolutely.
Then we have Papa John's.
Mm-hmm. All the Papas.
And the Locker Room coming out of Lee. Locker Room's been
And they've been there before.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Most
great.
Of these guys have been here every year.
Yeah, so Shire's the newest.
Shire's the newest,
okay.
Yes.
I think Locker Room was also an award winner the first year.
They won Best Sauce, I believe, back in the first year.
Yeah.
And so those are bragging rights, certainly
Absolutely.
For those restaurants. And we do thank them all for their participation. And, certainly we encourage people to patronize those restaurants for their support of our organization. If you appreciate PCTV or WTBR at all, and you've heard any of those restaurants, they certainly will appreciate your patronage, I'm sure.
Yeah, go down and say, hey, we saw you at the Eats a Pizza, and we came back for more of this awesome pizza, because now we need to try all your varieties.
Oh, and a lot of these restaurants have things that aren't pizza, too.
That's true, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but not tonight.
No.
Tonight's pizza.
We're going to eat some pizza.
But I definitely think of the Locker Room, for example, and Zuko's, certainly full-service restaurants that feature pizza. So, you're seeing them bringing their pizza tonight, but I think that's a very well put thought that some of these restaurants are much more than that.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. So, go try their other foods on another night. But tonight you need to come see us and hang out with us, and we'll have music and we'll have prizes.
We haven't really talked about that.
Nope.
That's new this year.
We have a new event at our event. I don't know what that means.
So we're doing something called a chance auction.
Chance auction.
Yes.
I thought it was a choice auction.
Me too. Now he's changing
maybe it's
the words.
It's a chance auction. That makes more sense.
Yes. Okay. That is... Yes, but what it is we have, I asked board members if they could give or get items to make a basket to auction off. And when I say auction, I mean you're going to buy a sheet of tickets. And those tickets are going to have a number, and your number is 12345, and you're going to rip apart the tickets, and you're going to have 26, I think, on a sheet. And you can put them in the bags for, oh, I would like to have this basket or this gift card or this. And then at some point in the night, 7 o'clock-ish, 7:30, I think we're going to draw numbers out, and the winners will win some fabulous baskets.
We got some wine baskets.
Yes, we do.
We've got some.
We got a picnic basket. We got a beauty care basket.
We have a
cleaning basket.
A spring cleaning basket.
That's so cool.
Auto care detailing.
Oh, okay. Good
basket.
And it's not just baskets. We got a
gift card to lots.
If you're a golfer, foursome of golf up at Berkshire Hills.
That is an amazing, amazing prize. If you're a golfer, really, it's worth it to get your tickets to come to put in just for this event.
Yeah.
Because it's what? A round of golf with a cart for two or four?
Four.
For four.
No
people.
Cart. You don't no cart.
No cart. Oh, sorry.
But
around.
Walk. Walk, yeah. Get some exercise.
On a beautiful day. Yeah, and people who are golfers know that that's a valuable prize.
Pretty significant.
Valuable prize. Yeah. Significant, yes.
And it's a pizza event. Not everyone serves pizza, obviously.
Sure.
So some other restaurants stepped up. Flo's Diner, we got some gift certificates.
Nice.
Shelley's Kitchen on Elm Street got some gift certificates. Yep. Hudpuckers,
a variety of places. Anota Boat Livery has given kayaks and canoe rentals for two, and I think we have a couple pairs of that, so you could go out on the lake for a day if you win that
prize. Now's the time you're starting to think about getting your bike tuned up. Well, we got a bike tune-up from Berkshire Bike and Board.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think there's some oil changes
Different
things like that.
Pittsfield Tire and Auto and H&S Auto have generously donated oil changes.
Excellent. So what you don't know is I got a lottery ticket tree. So a lovely little tree with lottery tickets on it.
All right.
So come on down.
That's huge. I mean, everyone loves their lottery trees.
You got to do that.
You need lottery trees and liquor, and then everybody's happy.
There you
happy,
go.
You
that's
know?
It. That's what we got.
Must be 21 in order to win the wine baskets, just putting that out there.
Okay. Yeah. And the lottery tree? No?
I don't know.
Is there
about
an age on lottery tickets?
That's a good question.
Listen, I don't know.
Only to buy it.
Only to buy it.
Yeah.
Okay, not to win.
But for wine, I think, you'd have to be 21. Yeah.
For the love of God, if you win the lottery tree or the wine, just give your ticket to your guardian. I mean, I don't think we have any 14-year-olds running around in there unattended. So
probably not.
And please don't send your 14-year-old unattended.
And it's quite the event if you think about it too. The Berkshire Hills Country Club, we got to give a big shout out to them and thank them for their support of this. Not only for the golf,
them and KJ Nosh are always terrific to us, and we can't thank them enough for all they do.
What a beautiful location.
Great
with
location.
Loads of parking.
Yep.
And easy to get to.
The bar is open.
Right.
That's right. It's a cash bar. So in addition to your pizza, you can get something to.
Yeah.
Wash it down.
And,
and if you're 14, you have to have your parents go to the bar and get... Just kidding.
It's a big social event, too,
it
right?
It is.
I mean, I've got these images of the last couple of years of doing this, and it's just a packed room. Mm-hmm. Everybody's socializing, having fun. You're sitting down, maybe eating some pizza with people you don't know, talking to them about stuff. I mean, we don't have a lot of opportunities to do that anymore, and this is one of those events where you can do that and meet people that you wouldn't even know. I would love to say I know everybody in the room. I don't. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people that come to regular things for PCTV and WTBR. But then I see a lot of faces of people that I've never seen before, and like, wow, this is great that they come out and support us. And people will, take me aside and say, hey, I really want to thank you for, whatever it was, the program you did on this, or for doing the city council meeting or whatever. And that's really rewarding, knowing that people are coming specifically because they're wanting to support what we do.
Because we never really know how many people are watching a program on their cable TV.
No, that's true.
We can know from other
mediums.
If you
watch it on Select, we know.
Yes.
Right.
See you.
But certainly on Facebook.
But on cable, on cable TV, we don't know.
Yeah.
Also, we need to give a shout out to our sponsors.
Absolutely.
We have an anonymous donor who gave a very generous donation to help us with this event, because there is some upfront cost for us.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the law firm
Kinney, Valicenti, and Cook.
There you go.
Attorneys.
Thank you very much. Yes. And they proudly sponsored and gave us a very generous donation to help us with the upfront money to, you know, because you have to spend money to make money.
Yeah.
It did, we had a little bit of cost to get this off the ground, as we do every year. And so with the sponsors like that, that's amazing. Yeah. So shout out to them.
Yep. Very, very big thanks to all of the folks that make this happen. And it is months worth of work.
Yes, it is.
It may not seem it when you show up at the door and you see all that pizza and you see all those people and such a great event. But yep. It does take quite a bit of preparation to put something like this together, as any nonprofit organization will tell you anytime they're pulling something big together. We've never done a gala, for example, but anyone listening today who's done one of those, I can imagine they're
that's even
they're
more than what
right
we've
now,
just done,
thinking about all the things that it takes to put something like that together.
The behind the scenes could have been a documentary, and this year it would have been. It would have to air after 10 p.m.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
These things happen.
We had some obstacles this year, so that's all you need to
that's
know,
all right.
And we are working through them because the staff here does amazing work.
Yeah. Well, and so let's remind people again, it's Eats a Pizza. That's the big event this evening at 6 p.m. at Berkshire Hills Country Club. Tickets are still available. We'd love to see you there. And, of course, having fun and supporting a great organization like PCTV and WTBR-FM. We're right at the top of the hour, so we're going to take our quick break here and come back and talk more about this event and some of the other things that PCTV and WTBR do that you're supporting with this event. We'll do that in just a moment. First, let's get to our break, and we'll be return after this. It's Morning Drive on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. We'll see you right around the side and then right after this break. Here we go.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR-FM. You're tuned to Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield, and 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
Eats a Pizza is back. Join PCTV and WTBR for the biggest and tastiest pizza event around, May 15th at Berkshire Hills Country Club on Benedict Road in Pittsfield. Enjoy pizza from Shire Tavern, The Locker Room, and much more. And you get to decide who will win the People's Choice Award. Eats a Pizza at Berkshire Hills Country Club on May 15th. Tickets are $20 for adults and $10 for children 12 and under in advance. Get your tickets now at pittsfieldtv.org/pizza. Support for Eats a Pizza comes from Cohen, Kinney, Valicenti, and Cook.
PCTV Select is a great way to watch local content without having a cable subscription. You can keep up with the latest of what's going on in your community from anywhere in the world. And it's available for free right now. Watch live events in full HD on your TV, on your computer, or on the go with your mobile device. Or watch our large library of on-demand video programs anytime that's convenient for you. No more waiting until it's on TV. Did we mention it's free? PCTV Select is everywhere you need to be.
Do you need mental health or addiction services today? MassHealth clients in crisis now have access to same-day treatment at the Breen Center's new Community Behavioral Health Center and quicker access to urgent and routine mental health and addiction services. Please call 800-252-0227 for more information or visit our website at breencenter.org. Thank you.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Larry Kratka here on WTBR, and I want to tell you about my show, Sweet Country Music. Now, every Sunday morning from 11 a.m. until noon, I'll play some of the best classic country artists like Merle Haggard, Dolly Parton, Johnny Cash, Patsy Cline, and many more. I'll play nothing before 2008. Please join me Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. for the next edition of Sweet Country Music here on 89.7 WTBR-FM for the love of radio.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement,
providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms. Customized solutions available. Online at Sandrini.com.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back. WTBR.
And now back to the morning drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Yes, welcome back to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, also listening to us on 88.1 WSBR in Lee. Thanks again to all of our listeners and viewers here of this show. I also try to detail all the ways that you can watch the show if you're not watching it live. We always like it when you watch it live because it's kind of fun being live in a radio studio and being on the air. But certainly, if you'd like to, you can subscribe to the podcast of this program going to WTBRFM.com and then click on podcasts, and you'll be able to subscribe and then just get that delivered to your mobile device every single day. That's kind of a cool way to do it. You can go to PittsfieldTV.org and look for the Morning Drive video on demand files and watch the program that way. Certainly we have live streams on radio, live streams on TV to watch it live, and you know, the traditional ways like tuning in your radio or putting on your cable channel. Lots of different ways to watch Morning Drive. Always like to talk about that.
Things have changed so much in the 10 years-ish that I've been on the board here,
yeah,
that we didn't used to do all those things. It used to be you watched us on TV or you didn't watch us.
Yeah.
And now the options are endless, and yeah, that is due to the fact the work that folks here do to make sure that we can reach more people.
Mm-hmm. You used to have to make an appointment to watch or listen to something, and now you have a lot more choices, that's for sure. So we'll get back to our conversation about Eats a Pizza in just a moment. We have, as you heard, our board president of PCTV, Sue Doucette, here with us, and Bob Heck, the Advancement and Community Production Coordinator, and all about our big fun fundraiser this evening, Eats a Pizza, up at Berkshire Hills Country Club. First, let's do the weather forecast and find out what the National Weather Service has in store for us today. Here we go.
Berkshire Weather.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, mostly cloudy. A chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in the mid-70s. Southeast wind around 5 miles per hour. Chance of rain 40%. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A chance of showers in the evening. Lows in the upper 50s. South wind around 5 miles per hour. Chance of rain 40%. Friday, patchy fog in the morning. Mostly cloudy in the morning, then partly sunny with showers likely with a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s. South wind around 5 miles per hour. Chance of rain 60%. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
So definitely some rain and showers and thunderstorms in the forecast this morning. When I got up and got in here, it was muggy. And I hadn't felt muggy in a while. And that's when you start realizing, uh-oh, is it time to put that AC thing in the window yet?
It's coming.
I'm trying to avoid that. I don't know. I sleep so much better with it, but I just hate it. You know, I'd much rather just, but yeah, you gotta.
Yeah.
When it gets that muggy and you can't sleep, you gotta sleep.
Sleep is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got the mini splits now, so I don't have to worry about it. But it was always, people would always gamble on when I would take the AC out of the window.
Yes.
And some years everybody lost because it was February, and I'm like, well, I'm just going to have to put it back in a couple of months. So
just leave it.
It's already there. You know?
Yeah, that's how I feel about Christmas lights hanging from my front porch. Yeah. I'm leaving them.
For me, the AC comes out by Columbus Day. That's just like my marker. Maybe it's because I got an extra day, and I haven't, you know, so I'm like, well, I'll take them out today. And by then it's, you know, the heat and the humidity is all gone. But when it goes in, I don't know if I have a specific date. It's usually like, did you hear it was going to be 95 tomorrow? Okay, the air conditioners are going in.
Well, the forecast just said high in the upper 70s.
Yeah.
And if it's going to be chance of rain, it's going to be muggy.
Yeah.
Think about that.
That's the stuff. That's what gets you, is the mugginess.
Yes. Yeah. And that's what air conditioners are for, mugginess, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
Well, there you have it. If you were wondering when to put your air conditioners in, we've solved that for you.
There you go.
So my guests here this morning on Morning Drive are Bob Heck, PCTV's Advancement and Community Production Coordinator, and Sue Doucette, our board president here at PCTV and WTBR-FM. Sue, I realize that we didn't talk about the wonderful new T-shirts that we have for this event, which you happen to be wearing, so let's we'll show you that. Isn't that great? Doesn't that scream pizza at you?
And the best part of
a fun shirt,
if you
too.
Buy the shirt, even if you get pizza all over yourself, no one's going to know.
No one's going to know. We are going to be your little rays of sunshine this afternoon, this evening, when you come to Eat Some Pizza. If it's overcast and cloudy, you will see us, board members and staff, wearing these shirts, and you'll know who we are.
Right.
You're not going to mistake us for somebody else. Yep.
And those are going to be available for sale at the event as well.
That's correct.
So once you get into the Eat Some Pizza big room at Berkshire Hills Country Club, there will be lots of tables for all of our vendors. We're going to talk again about who those vendors are and where they come from. But you'll also have a chance to get a T-shirt, to take a chance on some very, very nice items that have been donated to the event. Where would we be without the folks that put these wonderful baskets together for us, and also for the organizations, the companies, the local companies, right? Those are the ones that always step up. And
amen.
I say it every time I'm here. It's great that you have a big box store or whatever that you go to, and hey, they serve a purpose, but it's the mom and pop stores that are struggling to stay in business, and yet every time you ask them for something
to
support the community, to support an organization, they're the first ones that step up. So I always say that.
Yeah, I think
support
your
mom and pop stores.
Right. I think we also have a 50-50 drawing as
yes,
well.
Yes, of course, 50-50.
There's always a chance you can walk out of there with more money than you came in there with. So there's that.
And pizza.
And a full belly. Yeah. And smiles on your face because you met and chatted with people you haven't seen in forever, or you made some new friends, you learned some stuff.
That's right.
It's going to be a good time.
Yeah. It's always fun. And it's the third annual. We sort of took the Roman numerals off the T-shirt this year because it's such a great event. And I know that we'll continue to do it pretty much every year. We might have something special next year, and we haven't really discussed that too much yet, but we'll find out. There are clues.
It's coming.
There are clues in some of the things that I said in the first half of the show that might give you an idea of what we might do around this time next year, but we'll talk about that.
Is there going to be a quiz later?
Were you paying attention?
Oh, man, what did he say in the first half hour?
It is a great event. And Bob, talk about, again, the wonderful restaurants that are participating this year in PCTV's Eat Some Pizza event.
Yeah, we got KJ Nosh up at Berkshire Hills. Always terrific to us. And
they're a catering company, so they do the regular caterer for Berkshire Hills Country Club, but they also do other things as well, right?
Well, they're all over now. Mm-hmm. They've got their own shop on Tyler Street. Mm-hmm. They're down in at Greenwich and a couple of other places. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they're...
That is good food, that stuff.
Oh, yeah. They're terrific.
Mm-hmm. Will not disappoint.
Yeah.
We've got Porta Villa, our reigning, defending, undisputed People's Choice champions from the past 2 years. They'll be there as well. Shire Tavern, Terry Bishop, ready to take titles, is what he says. He said he just texted me, I'll be there ready to rock.
All right,
awesome.
There we go.
So very excited about Shire Tavern coming in for the first time this year. We've got Papa Joe's on Newell Street in Pittsfield. Yep. We've got Papa
Pittsfield
John's.
Pittsfield favorite for sure.
Yes, for
Papa
sure. Joe.
Everybody knows where Papa Joe's
is.
Everybody's had at least one meal at Papa Joe's, probably a lot of people a lot more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Papa John's out in Lenox, they're coming up. The Locker Room in Lee. They've been part of it for 3 years.
And Zucco's.
Zucco's Family Restaurant.
Yeah. They bring us some nice gluten-free pizza.
Yeah.
So don't feel like, you know, we're going to meet lots of needs, dietary needs.
Shire Tavern's bringing some gluten-free pizzas.
Excellent. Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that, because that's it might serve a small percentage of our population, but we want those people to feel included.
Yeah. And Zucco's and other restaurants will bring more than just one type of pizza,
correct,
most likely.
A lot
too,
of them will, so.
Yes. We'll have the plain cheese pizza, if that's your go-to favorite. That's awesome. But then we have some with what I would call unusual toppings for a pizza. And then there are the ones with everything. You know, and there's the no sauce pizzas, you know, white pizzas, I guess we call them. And there's so many varieties of pizza. Yeah. The things you can do with a slab of bread, and call it pizza.
And, you know, one of the fun things about the event is the awards, for sure. And being able, and we all sort of take them for what they are, right? I mean, I think the restaurants get pretty serious about it, which is fair enough, right? But when you're being asked to, you know, put your pizza in for best crust and mm-hmm. best sauce, I mean, those are kind of two big, really mm-hmm. important things. Best mm-hmm. overall. And then the other thing, and those are being judged by a sort of a blind taste test, if you will.
A select judges. Right? We have select judges
right.
who will be judging those
yep.
samples from every place.
Right. And then there is the People's Choice Award, and that's being done kind of an innovative way, right, Bob? That's people get to take out their cell phones and vote based on a QR code, right, mm-hmm. that's going to be on each restaurant's place. So how do,
is a QR code still innovative? I mean, it's been around forever.
It's got to be innovative for a lot of people.
But we know that there are some people that might need some help with that, and you can find one of us in the shirts, and we can find some help for you if right. you don't if you're not familiar with the QR code.
Basically, you take your smartphone. Everybody has a smartphone except for Mike Pezzo.
Right. So Mike can't
shut up, Mike. and you just scan the code with your phone. You open up your picture app. You scan it. It'll give you a little link to hit on.
And then you go there,
and then you can vote on the People's Choice Awards.
Yeah. There you go.
And, you know, if you don't, for some reason, have the smartphone like Mike, you can ask someone else to use their phone and call it up for you, and then you can vote that way.
Yeah, right. We'll take care. We're not doing any paper stuff.
No.
No more paper.
No more paper.
I've already lost a lot of hair coming up, putting this thing together, so I'm not doing any paper.
There you go.
And so that's the awards, and what a great fun thing it is for that. The winners of the awards get to get a banner.
They get a banner,
That they hang proudly in their restaurant or their store for the next year.
That's right.
Well, they get them forever. So
right. Yeah, it's not like, we're not taking not the banner back.
Yeah, we don't take them back and redo them, although there's a thought. Hmm.
It evaporates after 1 year, you know, self-destructs.
Yeah. There you go.
Maybe next time we'll get, like, championship belts or something.
The banners are made out of cauliflower.
There you go. Compostable.
Yes, right.
Awesome.
And then we have the chance auction, which is the new feature of the event, and I think this is something people are kind of used to going to when they go to other events as well, but there are some really fun things there, and there's at least 9 gift baskets that I can see so far, and you'll get a whole sheet of like 26 different tickets. You can put all 26 tickets into one little bag if you want.
That's
and,
right.
Up your chances maybe of getting that nice prize at the end, or you can take them and distribute them into the different bags, right?
Right. Must be present to win.
Must be
present. So we're going to have you hang out from 6 till, what are we doing?
7
o'clock-ish. So, yeah.
8 o'clock tops.
Yeah.
I think that's pushing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we'll be out of pizza by then.
Yeah, most likely.
If hundreds of people come. Yeah. We had a couple hundred people come last year.
We did.
Right?
Yeah.
That's where we're trending right now.
So
like, we may have to shut it off because we can't fit more than 200 in there. Yeah. We just can't.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So
fair
get your
enough.
Tickets now.
Yeah.
That's it. Right.
This is your chance. But
yes.
those baskets, and I'll just go through the ones that I see in front of me here. There's a beauty gift basket.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Did I
miss
one here?
That's got a haircut coupon and a coupon to go get your nails done, as well as some other beauty products.
Yeah.
You know,
there's
a couple
of certificates in there, too. There's one with April Benson at Salon Experience.
Yep, so that's
there's
for your nails.
There's one with Christy Callahan at Oasis Hair Salon.
Yep, for
so
haircut.
Those certificates are actually in the beauty basket.
Right.
So in addition to the little products that are in there, you'll get those 2 certificates. That's kind of interesting.
And those were donated by those folks. So the give or get was I asked the board, can you get me a basket?
Yeah.
You can ask somebody to donate parts of it, and you put in the other parts. You could get it all donated, or you could purchase it all yourself.
Mm-hmm.
There were lots of ways for board members to participate. When we had a staff member who participated by putting together a basket, because it's a fun idea.
Yeah.
To not everybody likes to do that kind of shopping, but some of us do.
Yeah. Right. There's a smaller wine gift basket.
Nice.
Has a bottle of Pinot Grigio, a bottle of Cabernet Sauvignon, four wine glasses and a bottle opener. So there you go. You know, you can put your ticket in for that one.
You go right in the parking lot afterwards. And
no,
you can't. No.
Take it home.
Yes, please.
Yeah,
they,
you can't
they will
open
not
it.
Allow you to open it there at Berkshire Hills.
No. And in the parking lot, though. Now, go across the street to the softball field. Nobody will care.
No, we're not advocating.
We are not
that.
I'm just suggesting. I'm not forcing anyone to do anything.
We have a sweets and baking gift basket.
That
has,
looks awesome.
Yeah, how about it? It has baking utensils, cake mixes, baking pans, pot holders, measuring cups, spoons, and more.
Open up the wine, go play pickleball.
Or you could bake some cookies.
Or bake some cookies.
For example.
Oh, they don't have an oven there.
Might be more difficult. You could bake some raw cookies.
If it was 95 degrees and muggy, you could probably bake some cookies
on the
pickleball court.
On the hood of your car.
There's a very nice food gift basket, a selection of products from Township 4 in Stockbridge.
Those are intriguing looking items.
Yeah, a variety of chocolates, crackers, jams, chutneys, teas.
We should have done a pickleball basket, now that I'm thinking about
it. Yeah, that's
true. Well, hey, next
year. Right across the street, and bang.
I didn't think of that.
Put in some pickles in the basket.
I have to have something for next year.
Yeah.
The local products basket, which is all Berkshire products, if you will.
I love that.
Selection from Township 4 folks down there,
mm-hmm.
who were also very generous in giving us some of the items for these baskets. It has a variety of soaps, Berkshire Hills t-shirt, a candle with matches, journals, poetry book, and more.
I saw that. That was really neat.
Lots of other stuff. I didn't describe everything that's in all these, but there's a spring cleaning basket, which has a variety of cleaning supplies for floors, windows, and dishes, home fragrances. I mean, you're going to need all that stuff. So,
but it looked like some of those products were kind of new and innovative
of
things. It wasn't your general. So curious about that one.
Put a ticket in for it.
You bet.
You never know.
I wish it came with the person who was going to do the cleaning, but whatever. Maybe next year.
That's sold separately.
Yeah.
There's a snack cooler, and maybe you could talk about this one, Sue.
Yeah.
There's a $50 Guido's gift card and then several other things in there, right?
Yeah, there's some items to make s'mores, but there's plates, cups, napkins. It's kind of a picnic basket to go. So you take your basket, you go to Guido's, you use the card, you fill it with whatever, and go out to Tanglewood or, some hiking trail or whatever, and you are all set.
Yeah, very nice. There's a wine and chocolate basket that has also a bottle of Pinot Grigio. That must be the popular wine to get. Also a bottle of Pinot Noir, plastic wine glasses, and a variety of Lindt chocolates in that basket.
I think those are paired to go, like how they do wine tastings, and certain wines go better with this kind of food and that kind of food. And so those were curated to go together well. Mm-hmm.
And then there's an auto care kit. Which has everything for car detailing needs, car wash, tire shine, detailer spray, glass cleaner, and various chamois and sponges and other things that I didn't describe.
Chamois?
There's a chamois in there.
There you go.
Is that like the offspring of ShamWow?
ShamWow.
Yes, it is.
But those are the Germans. They make good stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. So maybe you're hearing one of these baskets and it doesn't intrigue you, but you could win it and give it as a gift, as there are upcoming Father's Day or graduations, not the wines maybe, but,
Those will be gone by
graduation. College graduation,
maybe. So think about that.
Yep. So that's another good reason to come to Eats a Pizza tonight. If you're thinking about that, it's at Berkshire Hills Country Club this evening at 6 p.m. Advance tickets are still available on the PittsfieldTV.org website. That's PittsfieldTV.org/pizza. That's the easy way to get those. And at some point this afternoon, the advance ticket sales will stop and you'll be able to get them at the door. But we recommend that you get them earlier today if you haven't already. Then, of course, we're talking about the gift certificates that we have available. And this is all part of that chance auction we were talking about. Bob had mentioned several of the other restaurants that had given gift certificates who maybe, don't do pizza, but they wanted to support us anyway. And I thought that was really great. I think you mentioned Hudpuckers.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
With Flo's Diner, Shelley's Kitchen. These are all great local establishments as well. We've got a wonderful gift certificate for Berkshire Hills Country Club. They've donated a round of golf for four people without a cart. But again, if you're not a member of Berkshire Hills and you want to play Berkshire Hills, this might be a way to get you and your buddies in there and have some fun.
Also, maybe you know somebody and you could gift that to them if, but that's a probably the most valuable monetarily prize that we have this year.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'd say.
Well, I mean, it's probably more along the lines of priceless because you can't.
Right.
You can't just grab three of your buds, walk and up go to Berkshire Hills and say, hey, we're here.
We want to golf.
You can't. You have to.
You have to be a member to golf.
You have to be a member with a member.
Yeah. So maybe you want to try it out and say, I think I might like to be a member, but I've never golfed there before. So this is your opportunity.
It's a wonderful course.
Yeah. I love it.
I have had an opportunity to play on there, invited by a member, and just a beautiful, beautiful. We're very lucky to have such great golf courses here in the Berkshires, if you're a golfer. And there are fewer and fewer of us these days, unfortunately, as we've seen a lot of golf courses close, too. So,
but we also have a lot of beautiful local people who are donating to us.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This is amazing stuff. Yep. Berkshire Hills lets us use their space, invites us in.
Yep.
And treats us so nicely,
right.
And everyone that comes in the door.
Yep, and obviously a cash bar will be available this evening at Berkshire Hills Country Club, and we thank them for their support and everything that they do to make our event like this, Eats a Pizza, a success. And, of course, we want to thank our friends at Cohen, Kinney, Valicenti, and Cook Attorneys, who have generously donated. They were sponsoring the event for us this evening, and as Sue mentioned, taking care of some of those upfront costs that, you know, without that, you know, it would be difficult to make an event like this successful on a fundraising basis.
Right. And you we also had an anonymous donor, so we'd like to thank Mr. or Mrs. Anonymous.
That's right.
For helping sponsor and give us that startup money.
And, of course, everyone who's going to attend tonight, because we appreciate you coming out and, you know, forking over your money to support us, a good cause like PCTV and WTBR-FM, and also to come and have a little bit of fun. There's nothing wrong with enjoying yourself at a fundraiser, and that's what we try to
do.
Right. There's lots of things. We understand there are lots of places to go and lots of things to support and to contribute to. So when you come and do that for PCTV and WTBR, we very much appreciate it. We thank you for all the support you give to this organization. Again, it's Eats a Pizza this evening at Berkshire Hills Country Club, 6 p.m. Bob, just in the couple of minutes that we've got left here in the program, rattle off just a couple things that people are supporting when they come to the Eats a Pizza and donate, whether they're a restaurant, whether they're giving a gift certificate, whether they're coming to the event, the kinds of things that PCTV and WTBR do.
Well, first off, Mr. Andrew Jackson will, if you get your tickets in advance, Mr. Andrew Jackson will be able to help you with that. If you get your tickets at the door, you're going to have to bring his friend, Mr. Lincoln. Not the tiny Mr. Lincoln, the bigger Mr. Lincoln.
Yeah.
The paper of Mr. Lincoln.
Yeah.
So get your tickets now at PittsfieldTV.org. What was the question?
What do we do at PCTV and WTBR? What are people supporting us for?
Oh,
why?
We do a lot here at PCTV and WTBR. But I mean, one of the biggest things, one of the huge, obviously, city council meetings and school committee is really important, especially now. But we just did this amazing documentary, short documentary on Coach Jerome Edgerton. Mm.
That was amazing stuff. Just amazing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So well done.
Yeah. It's part of a new series that we've just introduced called Pittsfield Proud, which debuted last week on Facebook and other social media. So you can check it out there. We'll also have it, of course, on our PCTV Select live service, so you'll be able to watch it there. But yeah, a short form documentary, if you will, and we'll let people in on the secret that won't be the only one.
Yes.
Right.
That this series, and that there are more in the pipeline ready to come out.
I mean, another thing we're doing now that we haven't really talked about is digital equity.
Mm. Absolutely.
We have Samuel, who's here, and, you know, a lot of us take for granted the internet because we kind of grew up with it. Well, some people haven't.
And the skills necessary to navigate it.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. You know, and how to avoid scams and stuff like that. You know, so we have somebody that teaches people who aren't really familiar with the internet, how to use the internet and how to be more comfortable around computers and
passwords.
Right?
Yeah.
You know?
What a kind and knowledgeable person Samuel is in his teaching style. He can really relate to everybody that walks in the door. And I think what folks need to understand is that this technology costs money.
Yeah.
You know, electric to run it and replacements and all the stuff. And you think about our system and how much equipment we have going all the time.
And then, of course, our sports coverage, which is so important.
In the last 10 years, we've done more sports.
Yeah,
in 1 year than we did in the 10 years.
We're coming up on city elections this year, and
right?
We're gonna be doing debates and things like that. And
it's community. We're a link in your community, and we need you. You need us, and this is our chance to get together tonight and have fun and have some pizza and win some prizes. Pizza and prizes.
I think the election central is another one of those things, Bob, that it's just a small thing that we do on our website.
Right.
We sort of picked up the torch from Jonathan Levine when he used to cover, who is in and who has taken out papers and who's running for what race. And we do that on our website now. Mm-hmm. And, it's just one of those many community services that you're supporting when you come and support the Eats a Pizza event that's happening this evening. So, again, one last reminder as we're coming off the air here in the last 30 seconds or so of the show, we do have our Eats a Pizza event at Berkshire Hills Country Club this evening, 6 p.m. Berkshire Hills Country Club, and its advanced tickets still available, but will be shut off sometime today at pittsfieldtv.org/pizza.
Andrew Jackson, baby.
Yep, get your orders in before noon.
There you go. That's good advice.
An extra Lincoln at the door.
That's right. Hoping to see everybody out there tonight. It's going to be a great event, and we're looking forward to it. All right, Sue Doucette, Bob Hack, thanks so much for being here this morning.
Sure.
Love to talk to you
about this,
and we'll see you tonight.
You betcha.
All right, everybody, have a good, Brian, we'll see you tomorrow here on Morning Drive. Take care.
Just get in my car.
There we go.